My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Welcome on into a October the 9th Wednesday edition of Sports Talk, heading until 8 o'clock this evening. And after the first break, we'll check in with Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, who is out of practice today. And oh, what a day it was out in Saints land. Dennis Allen coming to the podium. It was around 4:30-ish. Later practice today for the Saints, so things were all kind of pushed back. And right out the gates, just dropped a bomb on everybody saying, I bet you're wondering who's going to be the quarterback come Sunday for the Saints, and just laid it out there and said it's going to be the rookie in Spencer Rattler. I think it surprised everybody, one, because it was Jake Haener coming in relief on Monday Night Football for the injured Derek Carr. You thought maybe, all right, they're going to go with the guy who's been around a little bit longer in Haener, but after today, we find out it is going to be Rattler the rookie. Get those baby rattles out for the Superdome on Sunday, although I shouldn't say that. I don't think you can bring in noisemakers from the outside into the dome.
They bring in, like, I guess I'm thinking of, like, college football, like Texas A&M and the cowbells or whatever.
Right,
like,
right.
Maybe, you know, you could just, like, everyone's going to pull up rattlesnake sounds on their
phone. I was going to say, I'm sure,
like,
there's an app where you can get FX and everyone's going to have the rattlesnake effect.
I'd be curious to see what sticks with him with the because at first, when I was thinking of, like, is it going to be rattle, like, is it rat attack with actual rats? Is it rattlesnake? Like, I'd be very curious to see what sticks.
You can get just a whole few of them, workshop it, and see what works best.
We got to see what happens Sunday.
I'm ready for some shake, rattle, and roll.
Oh, I like that one. That's good. That's good.
The Saints going with Spencer Rattler. Obviously, the team hurting right now in all areas. In the win-loss column, having dropped their last three. And then the practice report, the first one for Week 6, came out today and had a bunch of names on there as expected. Not practicing today. You got Taysom Hill still dealing with a rib issue. Cesar Ruiz, a knee issue, also a knee. And Peyton Turner looked over this, Cullen, and wanted to bring up, you know, obviously Alvin Kamara, we know, is going to probably be on here a bunch for this season. But now it doesn't say hip/rib. For Alvin Kamara, now it says hip/hand.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So now AK is also dealing with a hand issue.
I don't remember seeing him get a hand injury, but who's to say that it didn't happen during the game and we just didn't see it? I also wouldn't know how big it is. I mean, we just had Willie Gay with a hand injury as well, and he was out for a hot minute. He seems to be on the back and back. He was
on the positive.
I was going to say, I will say, you know, this was a walkthrough of a day, so not like a full practice. So
exactly.
Everything is an estimate of availabilities. Nothing's concrete. Granted, there's a reason they're putting these out there. They're not going to, like, you could see someone who didn't play today be limited tomorrow. You could see someone be full tomorrow. You could also see someone who is full today or expected to be limited today be DNP tomorrow.
Like you're saying, my fingers are crossed right now. One of those is Taysom Hill is at least limited tomorrow.
100%.
But going down the list as well, still DNPs do not practice. Derek Carr, the oblique injury. Lucas Patrick, a chest issue. Will Harris, a hamstring issue.
That's a biggie,
actually.
Also,
Pete Werner with the hamstring issue as well.
The Harris one's big. I think Jeff was talking earlier about how DA said that this Harris injury could land him on IR.
Ouch.
So, and I mean, I looked earlier. If you miss that, I mean, you're gonna miss the next two games, and then after that, you will face the Chargers and then Panthers. So you'd be back right before our big home stretch, where we have the Falcons November 10th at home. That'd be Week 10. Browns Week 11 on the 17th at home. You'd then have the bye week, and then another home game against the Rams the first week in December. So, you know, he could be back hopefully by that time. We'll have to see how the team is. I mean, again, you know, Chargers game, that could be when Derek Carr comes back. But we're not going to – Harris, to put it bluntly, he hasn't been put on the IR yet, but DA did say that he is a possible candidate for it with that hamstring injury that happened, I think, pretty late into the game. I want to see, like, third or fourth quarter.
Yeah, so that's going to be – leaves you a question, obviously, again, now at the safety position.
Yeah.
Will we see more of Jordan Howden, and what will they do there? Also, you know, slipping by me – Rashid Shaheed on here is a did not practice with a hip issue. Hoping that's nothing serious. Obviously, the Saints' big playmaker so far this season, been their home run guy. Would love to see him obviously go up against those Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense that I thought was just, you know, torn apart by Kirk Cousins and co. They just, 500-some-odd yards he passed for against these Tampa Bay team. And you think that's obviously favorable for the Saints going into this matchup. You got guys like a Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed hopefully can play in it to be those weapons for a Spencer Rattler in this one. Other than that, you're going to have to lean heavily probably on your tight ends in, you know, Juwan Johnson and Foster Moreau. And it was nice to see at least the tight end position got a little more attention this past week.
They did. I did like seeing Juwan Johnson make some big plays when we needed it when we were driving downfield, and that Moreau touchdown was nice to see. We're seeing more out of them. I think we kind of, again, similar with like just across the board offensively, especially with the run game, we just want to see more from that. It seems like
it, I love it, I need some more of it.
It feels like the last 3 weeks, the only productive part of our offense have just been wide receivers for the most part. Sometimes we get a run play here and there, but like.
Or Alvin.
And that's kind of the thing, is that, like, you know, it's just been the wide receiver. So I did like seeing some good things from our tight ends last night. Johnson the other night. Johnson had 31 yards. Moreau had 13, but he had a touchdown. You want to see those guys more. Haven't seen anything from Holker, but then again, our tight end room's pretty set, so I'm not too worried about that. On the inverse with the injury report, the Bucks are just as banged up at us. We had their center is down, and Mike was talking about how, like, he's been down for Graham Barton. He did not play today with a hamstring injury.
Right.
They're just as injured as us. Wasn't there that whole talking point about in week two or three that like four of their five DBUs were like out or something like that? Like their entire secondary is just shredded right now.
Well,
so
they looked at last game.
That's the point, is that if Carr wasn't injured, you could have seen that week one, week two Carr. Who's to say Rattler's not going to do something similar?
Oh, that'd be a great coming out party, game one, and you light up a division rival would forever endear your hearts into black and gold fans. Although I'm sure if the Saints just come out with a victory on Sunday, they'd be more than happy of, you know, touting Spencer Rattler as the next greatest thing.
I would have to see. We're going to have Jeff join us in just a little bit, and I'd have to wonder, because he said one of the things that stuck with me last week when he joined us was that, you know, if you play the Chiefs and you lose, but you keep it clean, and you lose, even if it's by a touchdown, you keep it clean, you don't make as many mistakes, we're not going to be mad. They did make some mistakes, and I have to wonder, is he going to keep that same barometer here? Because you can't lose this game. You could have lost the Chiefs game. It's ugly to do it on Monday Night Football, the biggest stage in town, against the biggest dog in town. Taylor Swift had to watch us get humiliated. It was not pretty, but you can afford to lose it. It's an AFC game. It will not matter in a conference play. Yes, it sucks to go from 2-2 to 2-3, but this game matters infinitely more. And the game after, another AFC bout, but come on. You do not want to lose to Sean Payton and the Broncos.
No, everybody's going into that matchup going, we got to beat Sean no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, that was week one, week two. Honestly, week three and four, I looked at that and I was like, this should be a W. The Broncos are on the up and up, and we've been trending down as of late, but I was telling you earlier, the Rattler announcement kind of like gives me a lot more hope for that.
He's alive,
very much. So I got hope for that game.
We need that hope back. Obviously, hope hasn't been around since week two, which seems like a year ago now, against those Dallas Cowboys. We're going to take a break. When we get back, Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak will join us. Find out the latest and greatest from Saints practice. Also, what he's been hearing in the locker room today as the Saints get ready for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a new starting quarterback, Spencer Rattler, the rookie at the helm, come Sunday. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this, so stay tuned.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
BWL. We've been talking Saints here on Sports Talk today, with the news being Spencer Rattler will be the starting QB for the black and gold on Sunday. But to remind everybody, Tiger fans, 4-1 LSU will be taking on 5-1 Ole Miss Saturday in Death Valley. Coverage will be starting 2:00. You can join Mike Dettillier and Herb Tyler for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. They'll be live from the Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Delicious, presented by MAP Construction. It's always a great time with Mike and Herb. Acme has 16 surround sound TVs, of course, great drink specials, and plus, life's more fun with seafood, folks. Catch LSU pregame at 4:30, kickoff with Chris Blair and Jacob Hester at 6:30. LSU versus the Rebels. 10 hours of excitement of LSU football coverage Saturday, that all starting 2 o'clock on WWL. And, of course, the free Odyssey app. Make sure you download that. Now checking in on our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak. And pretty ho-hum, no exciting day for you, I'm sure, Jeff. What's going on?
Yeah, is there anything specific you wanted to talk about? I can't. Nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, I just figured we'd get into a little rehashing of what happened Monday night and speculating what could happen at quarterback. But no, that obviously I think that was a big news, and I don't think many expected Dennis Allen to come out and address the media today, drop that bomb on us, one, letting us know who it was, and then actually finding out it is going to be the rookie Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, you know, so it's interesting. We haven't seen Dennis Allen have to I guess that's not true. We have seen Dennis Allen have to make these type of announcements. In the past, it hasn't been really a question of who the backup was that was going in. It was, hey, who's the starter? And you saw this with Jameis when he got hurt, and you ended up going with Andy Dalton the rest of that season. I don't think that's going to be the case with Derek Carr, but yes, Spencer Rattler is going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints. I'm sure you've been talking about that all show. And yeah, the decision to announce it today kind of forcefully, like he wasn't even asked. He just came out with it. I think that's interesting. It one tells me that, A, they didn't think they were going to be able to keep it a secret anyway. And so you kind of just want to kind of say that with your chest, right? We chose Spencer Rattler. We've made this decision. And, you know, you I think that should kind of instill some confidence in the player, right? You're not worried about, hey, they're going to get the scout and they're going to do whatever. But, yeah, he's the guy. And we'll see how it goes. I think they've handled this correctly in general. I know there was a little annoyance at, Jake Haner's the backup, whatever. To me, I always kind of read that as, I don't want to put my high upside rookie in a scenario that I can't control, or at least that I can't be prepared for. And that's what you have when you are a backup quarterback, right? Jake Haner got in against the Chiefs for that final drive. Did he look like he had much of a chance? Did he look like a guy who could go out there and succeed? No, he was in a bad situation, and it was never going to go well. Now, instead of putting Spencer in that situation, you've created a scenario where he can get all the reps in practice. You can create a game plan around his strengths, what he does well, and you can send him out there with a fighting chance. Now, I don't know how it's going to go. You're sending him out there behind a patchwork offensive line. Rookies will typically struggle in these situations. Thankfully, it's a home game. So you at least have kind of a comfortable environment in terms of you're not going to have people screaming their ears off or screaming their heads off as you're trying to communicate in the huddle. But there, you know, that Todd Bowles defense is going to be coming after him all day. It could go really badly. We don't know, but I can't tell you people are going to be excited about it.
No, and you talk about, you know, some of the issues with this team going into this game. Obviously, the 3-game losing skid stands out, but so does the injury report today, finding out a little more on some guys. Obviously, though, this was a walkthrough today, so it's an estimation of availability at today's practice. Taysom Hill, though, still not practicing. Cesar Ruiz, Alvin Kamara not practicing. And now instead of the hip/rib issue, it's a hip/hand injury. Just wondering if there's any more on that, on when that occurred and what Alvin's dealing with now there.
No, obviously we didn't see him. He wasn't out there. Well, we did see him. He was at the facility, but
okay.
He was not out at practice. I don't know for sure. It's football. You ding up your hand, but I don't think it's going to be anything significant. You saw a lot of people. They had 9 DNPs today. No, so basically no one who was hurt that we didn't see last week came back this week, other than Willie Gay. He was limited. He had that hand kind of wrapped up. We'll see if maybe he can play with that. How long it takes he has to stay out after whatever procedure he had. That would be a big addition if you can get him back out there. I thought the linebackers in particular got taken advantage of in that matchup against the Chiefs, and having him back would obviously be a bonus. But yeah, the injury picture, it continues to be, you know, CVS receipt long. The nice thing, or I don't want to say the nice thing, but it's at least nice to be in a situation where the opponent's injury report is rivaling the Saints in length, because the Bucs have a ton of injuries they're dealing with as well. They're actually in New Orleans right now already because they evacuated ahead of the hurricane. But no, it's definitely going to be an issue. And someone like Lucas Patrick, who was already dealing with a groin issue going into that last week's game. He had a collarbone issue. That's what they called it. He left the field, came back and played, but he was a DMP with a chest injury. That's going to be one to watch because you're already looking at a patchwork offensive line. I think Connor McGovern would end up being your starting center. I'd actually be surprised if he wasn't going into next week, and that would allow Lucas Patrick to play left guard, where I think he can play both positions fine, but I've said this for a while. I think he's a better left guard than center, so I'd rather keep him there if I can. And Rashid Shaheed also ended up on the injury report with a hip issue. He's been dealing with a few different things. We've seen him listed for a few different issues. I don't anticipate him missing time. But yeah, Taysom Hill, Cesar Ruiz, those are concerning, you know, and you're starting to look at guys and saying, man, you've been out 2 to 3 weeks. Why aren't they on injured reserve? You know, why that would have freed up a roster spot. We'll have to see. But the offensive line without Steezer has not been a strength. And you're looking at Landon Young in that spot. The other guy, Pete Warner, obviously got hurt on Friday during a walkthrough. He had a hamstring injury, and he also was not back today. So we'll have to watch that one as well.
Looking at the injury report, too, a positive from it at least. A full go in running back Kendra Miller. We were hoping we'd see some action from him on Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Saints ended up doing the right thing. Obviously, he wasn't ready to get back in the flow yet. But now with a full week, I'm imagining for him of practice, hoping to see at least the Saints draft pick from a year ago get on the field finally to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and definitely provide some kind of help for Alvin Kamara in that backfield.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. He was a full participant in Friday's practice, so that this isn't his first full practice, and realistically this wasn't a practice at all, but it is good to see him listed as full. I think, generally speaking, you know, he might be working his way back into shape, but as far as the hamstring is concerned, I don't think that's what's limiting him at all. It's really going to be a question of how has he picked up the offense? Is he trusted in the offense?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's what we're going to find out. If he's active, then that means, yes, they trust him in the offense. If he's not active, then that's your answer. So this is going to be a big week for him. Obviously, it's a short week, so you don't have as much time as you'd like. But, yeah, that offense in general has been lacking just explosion, especially in the run game. I mean, Alvin has been good, but you've been having to lean on him too much. And when this team can't run the ball, which is what we saw in week 3 against the Eagles, so we saw in week 5 against the Chiefs, everything gets more difficult. And I don't know, maybe that's a little easier with a quarterback with a little bit more mobility at Spencer Rattler. Maybe you can run a little bit more action, some RPO type stuff, some zone read type stuff that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily run with Derek Carr because he's not really a threat to actually take off and run. I think Spencer would be. So maybe you work that more into the game. But yeah, it would be nice to see Kendra get out there. I think he's healthy now, and he's just got to show it to the coaches.
Talking with some of the guys in the locker room today, Jeff, what was, the general vibe of, you know, a guy, the rookie Spencer Rattler, taking over for Derek Carr now?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It was not a very busy day in the locker room. I think the team meetings kind of overlapped with the open locker room session. So, you know, we talked to Connor McGovern a little bit, you know, and he's a really interesting character. He said he was pretty close to retiring before he got the call from the Saints, and if he had retired, he would have gone and worked on his family's potato farm up. I think it was either Idaho or North Dakota. I think North Dakota would be the answer. But I think he's going to be the guy snapping the ball to Spencer Rattler. And what I will say for Connor is he has dealt with rookie quarterbacks before. He was with the Jets when Zach Wilson was starting as a rookie. So that's helpful. To me, that's something that you can kind of lean on a little bit, is just that understanding. You have to operate a little bit differently, I imagine. You'll put a little bit more of the protection responsibilities onto the offensive line that may have fallen onto Derek Carr after Eric McCoy went out. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle that and try to maybe take some of that responsibility off of the quarterback so he can focus there. But no, I think there's going to be an exciting vibe this week. You don't want to put too much on it. That's what DA said. You know, you don't want to overhype it, make it up into something that's kind of a mountain when in reality it's just an NFL game. It's the same size field. You know, that Hoosiers moment where you kind of measure the distance from the floor to the hoop and whatnot. It's like the same field you've played on, right? Like, this is the same game you've played. It's just going to go a lot faster, and the guys are a lot bigger. So you can't let the moment kind of psych you out. And I think, you know, you look back to the last time the Saints started a rookie in EM Book, and obviously he really didn't have much of a fighting chance in that game with all the guys out, but it seemed very much like a guy who was overwhelmed by that moment. His first pass was a pick six. Like, that's the type of thing that, you know, you worry about when you start a rookie, you throw him into the fire, and it doesn't go well. Does he lose all of his confidence? And I think you just have to kind of, you have to kind of set the expectation, understand what you have to do, go out and execute it. And if you feel like you've done that well and it doesn't go your way, you can live with it. If you go out there and you don't succeed because you've turned it into this monumental moment that you can't live up to, then that's where I think a rookie quarterback can really start to get diminished and second guess himself and start thinking out there, and then you get into a whole load of trouble. So, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see how the Saints play it this week. But I also think that's why, like we talked about, Dennis Allen came out early in the week. You know, I go back to kind of when Drew Brees went out, I want to say it was 2019. It was the year that Teddy Bridgewater took over. Sean slow played that way late into the week. That's why I thought maybe that's how the Saints would handle this year. But I just think coming out early in the week, not having it be a question mark, not having everyone debating who's the better quarterback and who would make the better decisions. Like, we know now, we can just talk about Spencer Rattler and what he has to do. And I think that's good for a young quarterback. I think that's just, you know, you've made a decision, you feel like this is the right call, and you're going with it. And I can't fault it.
Jeff, one of the things, too, that Dennis Allen talked about with injuries today at the press conference was the fact that Will Harris dealing with a hamstring issue, and that is a candidate for injured reserve. So, obviously, leaving some question marks at the safety spot for the Saints.
Yeah, and, I mean, DA is typically not going to give you that information. So, right. Him saying Will Harris is a candidate for injured reserve, I kind of take that as Will Harris is going to go on injured reserve. Right. And yeah, that's a blow to the safety room. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if later this week we get a notice saying, hey, Will Harris is sent to injured reserve and the Saints have signed Jonathan Abram from the practice squad. That would be my guess. He actually got into the game over Jordan Howden. He was a practice squad elevation, but he was the first guy off the bench when Will Harris went out. So that kind of tells you where they are in that room. I think maybe Jordan Howden might have fallen out of favor a little bit in terms of what his responsibilities are. So we'll see if that's the case going forward next week. But definitely a bummer. I thought Will was playing pretty well. He was a guy who always seemed to make a play when you needed him to. And it's a bummer for him. It was definitely not a good-looking injury when he left the field. He had a towel over his head. He clearly felt like that was a significant injury for him. And then the other guy, you know, we asked DA about, okay, is Derek Carr a candidate for injured reserve? He said no. We asked him for updates on Cesar Ruiz. He said he's getting closer. We asked him for an update on Taysom Hill. He said, I don't have an update on Taysom Hill. So take that information for what it is. It's a good thing to hear about Ruiz, but, you know, you're going on the third week. You don't have him. And I know he was injured in that Eagles game, so something he's been dealing with for a while.
Yeah, Dennis Allen is pretty honest and forthcoming with stuff. So when he doesn't want to tell me about Taysom Hill, though, I'm kind of worried about that then.
Yeah, and he was asked, I think it was last week, whether Taysom might be a candidate for IR, and he said, I don't know. So it's tough, and when you guys right. We have guys missing multiple weeks. The issue, I think, for Taysom in general is the way he plays. And, you know, you can send Alvin out there knowing that Alvin's going to do a good job of protecting himself, right? And you feel like you trust him to do that. I don't know if you can trust Taysom to do that. Taysom only knows how to play one way, and that's what makes him such a valuable piece to this offense, but it's also like what gets him hurt. And so, you know, you kind of get, sometimes you have to protect the player from himself. I think that's what they're doing with Derek Carr this week. I think that's part of the reason you're coming out and saying, hey, Spencer's our quarterback on Wednesday, is so you don't spend all week with Derek, you know, feeling like, hey, I'm gonna fight my way back, because that's what he would want to do. He would want to go out there and test it out every day and see if maybe he could buck the odds. You know, last year with the AC joint sprain, he played in week four. Should he have? Probably not. But he played through it. I wouldn't say he played particularly well. So I think that's part of it. I think you're trying to avoid a situation where you're going to have Derek trying to push himself back, maybe injure himself worse. You don't want to get into that situation. But DA did say definitively when he was asked, you know, is there a quarterback controversy? He said, no, Derek Carr is our quarterback. We'll see if Spencer goes out and plays well, wins a couple games. We'll see if that answer changes a little bit. But right now, it's very much okay, we're going to see what happens, and hopefully we can end this skid before it becomes a real problem.
Just makes things that much more interesting. I guess for the Inside Black and Gold podcast, Jeff, we're going to have to get some kind of rattlesnake sounder for sure.
Yeah, we're going to have to update the soundboard. I need to stop making that noise myself. I got to find like a real rattlesnake now that it's official. But I'll tell you that's the Superdome is going to be fun. I think that environment is going to be fun. A lot of the fan base is very excited about Spencer Rattler. Now, yeah. Is that a little misplaced? Maybe. It's a fifth round pick and you're throwing him into a very difficult situation. But I can tell you that building is going to be hot.
Awesome stuff, Jeff. Be talking to you soon on the Inside Black and Gold podcast. You can check out more of our stuff there. Thanks again, man.
Sounds good. Y'all have a good one.
Jeff Nowak, our Saints sideline reporter, also WWL's digital content producer. You can check out the latest and greatest from Saints practice and today's injury report up at WWL.com there. Also, you mentioned this, Cullen, and I forgot to bring that up in the Sports Flash and on the show. The Pelicans' Magic preseason game has been canceled, and it will not be rescheduled because it is just a preseason game. But because of the storm heading in that area, well, I think it's made landfall now.
Tonight, I think.
The Orlando Magic game
Orlando.
Against the Pelicans has been canceled.
Canceled. So the next one would be Sunday, 2:30 in Miami against the Heat.
So we'll see what happens there. What happens to Miami?
They probably fine. I mean, they're not gonna Sunday.
And I don't think the flight pattern would be an issue.
No, and you know, worst case scenario, if that one gets canceled, they then travel to Houston, I think, to take on the Rockets on Tuesday night at 7:00.
Yeah, and obviously you want guys to be getting some of that preseason action just to get their legs under them, as they say.
Yep.
But resting up Zion for the regular season, not a bad thing in my opinion, though, either.
Fine with me. We're counting down the days.
Keep them safe.
2 weeks out. 2 weeks out and like 30, less than 2 weeks out because it was like 7 o'clock on Wednesday the 23rd when we take on the Bulls.
NBA season will be here soon enough. Pelicans basketball here on WWL. We're going to be back with more talking Saints and get into some LSU sound as well when we get back right after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk. We are going to 8 p.m. this evening and we'll have more Sports Talk for you tomorrow at the Treasure Chest Casino. Me and Mike Dettelier be at the Game Bar and Grill as we break down all things Saints and LSU before we get into Thursday night football. I'm talking about LSU. Those LSU Tigers will be playing Ole Miss, number 13 LSU versus number 9 Ole Miss in the famed Magnolia Bowl. That'll be kicking off 6:30 Saturday right here on WWL. Head coach Brian Kelly spoke with the media today on the SEC teleconference. Here's a little bit of what he had to say about his Tigers getting ready for that Rebel Alliance.
I know they're not obviously cookie cutter, same type of player, but I'm wondering if you do might see some similarities in Garrett's game and Jackson Dart's game.
Well, certainly, you know, both these players, you know, are incredible competitors. When you start to separate the really elite players across the country, their game rises when it's called upon. They play their best when their best is needed, I guess is what I'm saying. And both of these players, regardless of, you know, arm strength or 40 time, both of them are born to be quarterbacks. They have skill sets that allow them to run the offense that they're directing. But I think clearly the trait that they both bring, incredible competitors. And that's why both these teams have a chance from an offensive perspective of being in every game because they have these quarterbacks running their offense.
Certainly last year's meeting was a very memorable one. And I just, what do you remember most about that meeting in Oxford last year? I know you came up on the short end, but that was a very, very noticeable to watch that game last year. What do you remember most about that game last year, Coach?
Oh, you were very kind. It was very noticeable. Bad defense. That was noticeable by both teams. You know, I wouldn't go away saying, wow, that was prolific offense. I think it was bad defense by both teams to the point where, you know, Ole Miss made changes with their personnel. We made changes with our coaching staff. So that's what lingers, right? Certainly, you know, being up 49-40 with 8 minutes to go in the game, you know, is also a reminder. But, you know, clearly not up to the standards of what SEC defense should look like, and both teams took action.
With that being said, Coach, with the changes you made on defense, what kind of improvement have you seen out of your defense this year compared to last, Coach?
Well, I mean, there are clear statistical categories that we're better in. The first thing is, obviously, we're getting to the quarterback. We're getting off the field on third down. We're creating havoc, which we didn't do last year. Our pass defense is not much better, though that is a statistic that can be skewed based upon what you're seeing. We're certainly, I believe, overall a better functioning defense. And we're playing more complementary football. And that's what you have to do. You have to be able to complement what you're doing. We didn't do that at all last year. It was score as many points because we're not able to set each other up. We're doing that much better. So the numbers will continue to get better. The defense will continue to get better. And that will bear itself out by the end of the season.
LSU head coach Brian Kelly as the Tigers get ready for Ole Miss Saturday night in Death Valley. Going to be a big matchup, obviously, from here on out. It's all SEC games for this Tiger team. And obviously, you know, just like the Saints, they're at a pivotal point in this season and their schedule, too. You can't afford to drop any games considering what happened early on with this team. And I think, you know, making the playoffs is still very much possible for LSU, but you can't afford to have a loss at home to Ole Miss right now. Coming off the bye week, you got to come out strong and assert some dominance right off the bat.
No, yeah, and especially with how bad last weekend was across the board for top 10 teams. You have what, right. Four of the top 11 teams lose. It's like, look, you stumbled in week one, so now you're behind. If this is a track meet, you're 10 meters behind everybody else. Well, last week you were on a bye, and four other guys stumbled, including two in the SEC with Tennessee and Alabama. This is your time to make up that difference. This is your time to catch back up. And you're starting it strong with Ole Miss, but again, like you stumbled now, they stumbled then. You should be on, you know, you're what, 3-1, 4-1, and Alabama's like 4-1. Like you're not that far behind. You're really not. Like you're not out of the race. You're only 13, sure, but I think that's just because you haven't beaten anybody really, and you haven't beaten teams extensively well. You haven't like beaten the crap out of them, but you know you're not out of it, especially after last weekend. You saw you are not out of it at all.
No, still plenty of football, everybody loves to say, but I think too the LSU defense needs to obviously come up big, but the Tigers passing game I feel like can really take advantage of the Rebel secondary, and hopefully Nussmeier puts up a big day. They pick them apart, and just that little bit of that run game can contribute for this LSU team. But man, oh man, I know that Lane Kiffin's going to have a heck of a plan on offense as well going into this against an LSU defense that has gotten a little bit better but has still struggled at times. Taking a break, we'll be closing things out when we get back right here on WWL, so stay tuned for more sports talk after this. Looking at that Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line, folks are happy about this move for the Saints starting Spencer Rattler on Sunday from 0324. I think this is Dennis Allen's best decision since becoming the Saints head coach. Spencer's got more upside and mobility. Not a doubt with that. I think that, you know, when you look at the talent of both quarterbacks in Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener, the talent is definitely a higher ceiling for a Spencer Rattler. Everyone yeah. talks about, obviously, that arm he has, and it's really impressive to see what he was able to do at practice. And obviously, we'll come someday. Now we'll get to see what he does in live game action. And that'll be heard on WWL and, of course, the Odyssey app, a noon kickoff against those 3-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Another folks want to sound off on it on our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. It's 504-260-1870. Jimmy and Gretna, how you feeling about this move with Spencer Rattler? You agree with Dennis Allen?
Well, you know, I know Kubiak, I had heard Kubiak kind of push to draft him. And I hope he influenced Dennis Allen to make this move, maybe Gail Benson. This is the thing. And before I go any further, look, prayers to Tampa. It's going to be a long night. I hope all their fans, I know their minds are not on football, but they're welcome to come to New Orleans and make a long vacation of it if it comes to that, especially if they lose power for an extended period of time. Come on out. You know, in most situations, I would not want the opposing fans to come to the dome, but in this situation, you know, I'll make an exception 100%.
Yeah, we bond together now.
I think they're – exactly. We can relate. We can definitely relate. And, you know, anyway, I have not checked the price of the tickets on the secondary market. I kind of see that as the eternal litmus test of demand and where we're at as a team. Because honestly, look, we're 2-3. If ticket prices go down, that means we're not doing well. Now, I know that the Eagles game was high and Sean Payton's game Thursday with Drew Brees being inducted, I guess, into the, I think, the Saints Hall of Fame earlier that day. It's a big day coming up Thursday, October 17th. I think the demand for that game will be high regardless because of the Sean Payton narrative. But all other games at home, I mean, unless we get above 500, are going to be kind of lower price. But I think the Spencer Rattler move is the right marketing choice. I think that, and this is no slight on Hayner, but, you know, we've seen Spencer, a lot of football fans, just, you know, casual Saints fans who watch, casually watch college football, know of Spencer Rattler with Oklahoma, with Alabama. Wait, was it Alabama? No, wait, no, it was Oklahoma. Yeah,
South Carolina.
Okay, but, I'm thinking of Jalen Hurts. Oklahoma and South Carolina. He's got a lot of experience. So I'm not saying he's not going to have the rookie curve, which most rookies have. But, you know, the upside with him long term and his mobility is the personal edge I give him over Hayner. I know Hayner can move, but I don't think he can move as much as Rattler. And,
I'd agree.
And it's been documented before with South Carolina having a really bad offensive line. I don't think, and again, the Saints with their offensive line issues, I don't think this is going to surprise him when he's on the run within a second or two of the snap. So everyone's excited. I'm not going to say this is going to boost the price of tickets, but
so I looked real quick, Jimmy, by the way, $53 right now you can get into the Dome for Sunday.
I think a lot of Tampa fans are coming. I think the Spencer Rattler narrative helps because a lot of fans now are kind of like, wow. But, you know, people argue about Derek Carr, but it's the same thing with Watson with Cleveland. We're paying him a lot of money, and so is Cleveland with Watson. And it's hard to, quote-unquote, cut bait on a guy when you pay him that much. You got the contract and all that. I think it's even harder for Cleveland. But I do think there's a potential here that Spencer Rattler is the future at quarterback.
Jimmy, definitely appreciate the call. We are bouncing from this edition of Sports Talk on a Wednesday. Hope to see you tomorrow, folks, at the Treasure Chest Casino. I'm Steve Geller for Cullen Steele. Have a great night, New Orleans. I love you, folks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.